Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Good morning. Today, I wanted to do a podcast on Broken, Not Dead, because I see this as something that a lot of people are going through now, and especially now with COVID and having to have lived in quarantine for like 5 months now, at least. People are really worn out. People are tired, and people are broken. People are broken. They're broken for a lot of reasons. They're broken financially. A lot of people are hurting badly because of what's going on with the economy, because there's so many people out of work. And they're hurting as well in their relationships. People that are in quarantine are starting to, if they're quarantined with somebody, they're starting to get a little crazy, okay? Because they're tired of the same thing day after day. And on top of that, you have the single people that are broken. You have single people that are broken. There's so many people out there that are broken. And what I mean by broken is this: people that have been hurt in relationships for whatever reasons. People break up for a number of different reasons. So there's a lot of people walking around bitter. There's a lot of people walking around angry. And the problem is, okay, from what I see, and this goes for everybody, what happens is, you know, I always talk about the options in social media and technology and how the whole dating world has changed. The whole dating world has changed. It's not traditional from what it was. Okay? They think it's better now. It's not better. It's not better. What you have now are more people hooking up. You have desperate people hooking up to get some kind of love because they can't get the whole person. So in a lot of cases, you have a lot of women settling just for friends with benefits because they can't get the whole person. They're settling for the friends with benefits, or they're caught up in that idea that they're a player too. But what they don't understand is, in a lot of cases, you're not going anywhere. You're not moving forward in your life. A player will be in the same spot they were 5 years from now. A player doesn't move ahead in life as other people do that build together and grow together in relationships. All right. There's a lot of single people that play around on our and are very unhappy, that feel very alone. That's why you have a lot of players that in some instances later on in life, they get tired of that lifestyle and they say, you know, eventually you get tired of it and you just want somebody to care about you. A player I knew, a guy that I used, you know, see at the gym all the time. He told me he was a good looking guy. He had a lot of women after him. He was a, you know, he was a cop. He was a police officer. He had a lot of women throwing themselves at him because he was a good looking guy. He was a player. He was married twice. And then he got to an age where he was like, I just got tired of it. And I got to a point where, you know, I wanted something more. Now, not everybody is like that. There are some people that get to a point where they want more. And there are some people that will always be a player. There's some people that could be in their 70s and be a player. Okay? It's really about the person. Everybody's different, you guys. But why I'm doing this podcast is because I see it all over. I see people talk about how, oh, you know, the men, they just want sex. And then you see the men saying, oh, I'm tired of these women that are all damaged, that think that all men are bad. You know, everybody's walking around with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder because they feel like, you know, they're going in and they've all been hurt, which I understand, which I get, which I've been there. I've been there just like everybody else. Everybody's been hurt usually in one way or another. But the thing is, you guys, you can't continue to keep holding those feelings that you had. You have to let it go. You have to let it go because if you don't let it go, you don't heal. And if anything, you have to let it go for yourself. For yourself, in order to grow. And what you need to do is you need to focus in on yourself and work on yourself. Get yourself into the best place you can be. And then what you have to do is you have to put yourself in places that are positive. Okay? You have to put yourself around people that are positive. The company that you put yourself around will affect you. If you're hanging out with negative people, negative friends, negative family members that always put you down, all right? Or people that just, they just have this terrible outlook on life, or they're always blaming you. Oh, well, you know, your relationship didn't work because of you. If you're dealing with these kind of negative people, you need to separate yourself from that. You need to get away from toxic people that bring you down, and you need to build yourself up. You need to build yourself up either with coaching, whoever you go to, coaching or therapist. And I'm not telling you that's an automatic fix, because in a lot of times it's not. It all depends on who you go to. There's some people that are really good that could help you, and there's some people that are not so good that'll mess you up. So you have to do your due diligence. You have to research when you're looking for people in order to get help from being broken. And I find that the best way to heal yourself is to educate yourself, is to read about your situation and to learn about why something happened, to open your eyes and enlighten yourself and say, okay, This is what happened to me. I was in a bad relationship. I don't know why it didn't work out. What can I do to prevent this from ever happening again? What can I do? Why didn't this work out? Why didn't I see this person for who they were? What was it that had me blinded? Okay? And what happens, you guys, is it takes experience, years of going through nonsense and bullshit and being gamed person after person to finally wake up and really see what exactly happened. And you say to yourself, you know what? I did it to myself. In a lot of ways, I did it to myself because I ignored the red flags, because I picked a person that was not right for me. I saw that person as one way, but I didn't really see how that person did not fit with me. I did not see how that person put me down, okay? I did not see how that person ghosted me and I made excuses for them. I did not see how that person put me down in their family's eyes and I accepted that. You see what I'm trying to say? You have to have respect for yourself. You have to learn and you have to know what you will accept and what you won't accept. But in any event, people are broken, but we are, you know, not dead, and we have to live our life, and we can't carry on this heartache, this pain that we've all had. You know, there's a lot of people that are struggling with this today, a lot of heartbroken people that have been hurt, okay? Maybe their significant other left them for somebody else or, you know, cheated on them or whatever it could be. You have to say to yourself, and I always say that, you know, in a lot of instances, not everything, a lot of instances, when people are broken, it's usually because they didn't see what they should have seen. There is always warning signs out there. There are always warning signs out there, you guys. This is why I did this podcast, because I wanted people to be aware of this. I wanted people to not go through certain things that I went through, to help people and avoid it, because you know what? It's not right. It's not right. And everybody doesn't deserve to be treated in certain ways. You have to have your own self-value. You have to have your own self-worth. And the next person you meet, don't think, okay, all men are dogs. All men are bad. A lot of them are. A lot of them are. A lot of them are just out there looking to game you and use you for sex and put on this act that, you know, they want something with you when they really don't. And I've told you in prior podcasts how to avoid these players, okay? But there are good men out there. How do I know there's good men out there? Because I have a lot of male friends, okay? I have a lot of male followers. I have a lot of male friends that are my friends that are in relationships with their lady, and they're loyal, good guys, okay? And I see them and I say to myself, you know what? There are good men out there. So don't think because you have been hurt in prior relationships that, oh, you know, they're all the same, you know, there's nobody good. There are good people, but you have to put yourself in the right places. You know, if you hang around with people that are hanging around with players, you're surrounding yourself. If you're hanging around with somebody, you know, that, you know, hanging out, if you're hanging out with a guy whose friends are all players, you know, a lot of times they're players. I'm not saying that he's a player, but I'm just saying, look at the friends that they keep, all right? Not to say that they're necessarily like them, but it kind of tells you, it gives you a little clue of what they like, the kind of people they want to hang around. But that's not really what I wanted to podcast about today. What I wanted to podcast about today is this, okay? This is more of an inspirational podcast for people that are broken, people that are down, people that have gotten depressed over the pandemic and being in lockdown and quarantine. As far as the COVID situation goes, this is not forever. This will pass. All right. I tell my kids this all the time. This is just a period. This will pass. Just like the Spanish flu passed. In time, things will pass. But as far as being broken from relationships, the situation right now, you guys, is this. All right. You have the options, you have the social media, you have the people out there that are addicted to inboxing on Facebook Messenger, on Instagram, on dating apps. You have the people that are addicted to the social media attention rush. That's what I'm going to call it. The social media attention rush. All that, you know, all that candy out that there, all those pretty women, just a click of an inbox. You have all that, those options out there. And this is what makes it hard, okay? So you're dealing with, you know, men that have so many options, and you're saying to yourself, you know, why am I so broken? You know, why don't, because, you know, there's so much supply. There's so much supply out there. So it's very hard for somebody to focus in. But the thing is, when somebody is really ready, when somebody is really ready, they are ready, okay? And a lot of times, that's the difference. A lot of times, you pick people that are not ready for a healthy relationship. The key is to find somebody that is ready, that wants those things, that wants a committed relationship and to build with somebody and maybe have a family down the road, okay? You can't take somebody that's enjoying this single life with 1,000 options and having fun and expect them to, you're not going to change them, you guys. They change when they want to change, not because you try to pressure them. Remember that. Remember that. I mean, I do know a few instances where people have walked away and the other person did realize they didn't want to lose them and they came back and they were in a relationship. But that's, you know, very rare where that happens. Somebody has to be ready. It's like somebody that you tell to lose weight. Oh, you have to lose weight, or you have to stop smoking. You could talk yourself blue in the face. That person is not going to lose the weight. That person is not going to stop smoking until they're ready. And it's the same thing as when you're dealing with somebody that doesn't want to be in a committed relationship and is just dating you. All right? They have to be ready. And if they're not, you don't waste your time. You don't waste your time. See, here's the thing. I feel, and I see it all the time. I see it in the group that we answer the questions for people, you know, that are divorced or dating or relationships. I see it all the time. I see a lot of women hanging around, holding on because they're afraid. They're afraid to lose that guy. They're afraid. They hang on. And you know what happens? That guy knows it. They know it, you guys. They know that you're hanging on. Okay. And when they know it, that's when they have the upper hand. And a lot of cases, they take advantage. Like we had one question from a married girl who contacted us and said that, oh, you know, every time I get in a conversation with my husband, he says, oh, I like to argue. Oh, I like to argue. Okay. Right there, that's almost like a form of, you know, trying to, you know, turn her off, almost like a gaslighting thing, you know, to shut her down from being able to communicate with him. So the thing that I wanted to bring up with all of that is that, you know, the point I'm trying to make is her husband just kind of like disregarded. He knew she wasn't going anywhere and he would just totally like shut her down every time that she would try to bring up something and try to talk to something about some kind of serious matter. He would be like, oh, you just like to argue. Okay. So now he's flipping it on her. Okay. A lot of gaslighters do that too, you guys, right? They'll sit there, you bring up a topic with them and they say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You're crazy. There you go again. This is their way of flipping it, flipping the blame off you. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Okay. But the point I'm trying to make is this. There's a lot of women, okay, and there's guys too, the same thing, or partner to partner. It's the same thing. When somebody feels that you are not going to leave the relationship, or you're dating somebody and they feel that you will always be around, that you haven't set up your boundaries, okay? This is what's going on. When you're out there in the dating world, okay, and you're saying to yourself, well, you know, I'm looking good. I work out, you know, people tell me all the time, I'm gorgeous. I'm this, I'm that, you know, I have my shit together. You know, I own my own place and my career is doing well. Like, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Nothing's wrong with you. Okay. Nothing is wrong with you. That person has other options, or that person is not ready to just settle down to one, because they have a lot of supply out there. This is what I'm saying. How much supply determines whether somebody wants to zone in on you. Unless that person and you really have that connection, and they are really ready. They're ready for that kind of full to move forward, and they have a mature mindset and a healthy relationship mindset to move forward with you. But the thing is, people have to let go of their past relationships. People have to judge people for who they are. And I mean character-wise, not by what car they drive, not by how much money they spend, people, not by what job they have. They have to judge people by how they treat them. So when you're out there and you're dealing with these people, you have to have an open mind. You have to, because if you don't have an open mind, you will end up cutting off good people that you shouldn't cut off. That's why I say you have to have conversation. You have to see what these people are about. You have to look at their prior track record and see if these people, you know, they have, like, they've jumped around and they couldn't be in committed relationships, and you know, they're just all over the place. You know, they have 5 baby mamas and they have poor decision making. These are all clues, you guys. And it's not to say that somebody later on can't, you know, grow and, you know, mature. There are cases that people can, but it is a red flag and you have to be aware of that. And that person has to grow because they want to grow. So when you feel like, you know, the world is against you and you're dealing with all these kind of things in your life, the pandemic, the dating world, that is a jungle. It is a jungle out there. Everybody knows it that's in it. Everybody knows it's a jungle. It's tough. You feel like you're one of many options. You feel like, you know, you're dealing with people that have an attitude, a chip on their shoulder, that if you say one wrong thing, they block you. They, you know, they don't want to deal with you. Everybody has been burnt in one way or another. But we have to get away from that. We have to try, because we have to keep on living. All right, we have to keep on living, and we have to give people a chance. People that deserve a chance is what I'm talking about. So don't, when you go into the dating thing, don't go in with, oh, you know, this guy's probably going to be like every other one, just wanting sex and everything. You got to go in with a blank mind, okay, like an open slate, and say, okay, let me see what this guy's actions are. Not what his words are, but what his actions are. And it goes the same thing for the guys to the women. Same thing. Because there's a lot of guys out there that are, you know, tired of women that, you know, have chips on their shoulder and are saying to themselves, you know, they have that attitude like, oh, this is going to be the same old thing that I've been through. And, you know, they're bitter, they're angry. All right. You have to, if you're dealing with somebody that hasn't healed, then you don't want to go all in. Bottom line, you guys, no matter who you're dealing with, this is another red flag. If you're dealing with somebody that is emotionally, let's say, damaged from prior relationships, that's talking about their exes in such an angry, you know, way, and they just, they have all this anger in their heart, that is, you got to be careful with somebody like that because they haven't healed yet. That's why when you go out with somebody, you got to make sure they're broken at least 6 months before you get involved with them. Because a lot of times, those are the type of people that bounce back to their exes. Their ex come back and say, you know, oh, I miss you and everything. And then they leave you and go back to their exes. So you don't want somebody that's damaged, that hasn't healed. And you yourself have to heal. And the only way you heal is to build yourself up and to empower yourself and to say to yourself, okay, I got in a lot of bad relationships. All right. I've been lied to. I've been cheated to. I've been treated certain ways. I've been emotionally abused. Some of you have been physically abused. Unfortunately, you were in situations like that. But now you have to heal. Now you have to look at yourself and say, you have to do some self-reflection and say, where did I go wrong? Where did I go wrong? Did I pick the wrong type of partners? Am I picking the same type of guys? Or am I picking the same type of women? Or am I picking the same type of partner? Is this why I'm going in a circle? Is this why I'm broken? Because I'm not giving a different type of person a chance, and maybe I should. Maybe somebody who's not necessarily everything, quote unquote, that I would think be the perfect man, maybe that person is the one that could make me happy. You see what I'm saying? All right. Sometimes you got to go outside, you know, outside the ropes. Sometimes you got to try something different because what you're doing is not working. And when you see that it's not working, you have to change it in order to make yourself happy. And you can't sit there and just blame other people or blame yourself. You have to learn from it. You have to have that mature attitude and say, okay, yeah, I was dealing with a real creep, all right? And maybe it was my fault because I didn't see them for who they were. And I got all involved and I only saw one side of this person. I really didn't see them for who they were, okay? You got to say to yourself, I am not going to let that happen again, or I'm going to try not to let that happen again. And I'm going to write down on a piece of paper the qualities of my exes. You know, this is a good lesson, you guys. Write down the qualities of your exes that were negative and the qualities that were positive. And see if there's a pattern that you're doing, a pattern of picking the wrong people. This could be your problem. All right. This could be why you're broken, because you're working with people that you can't work with, that not everybody can be in a healthy relationship. Not everybody, just because they're male or female, can be in a relationship, can be in a mature, healthy relationship, because there's a lot of people that even though they're grown, they're not mature. They don't know what a healthy relationship is. They've never been taught what a healthy relationship was. They didn't have parents or figures in their life, male and female figures, that showed them what it is to be in a healthy relationship. So if you want to be in a healthy relationship, you got to be with somebody who knows what it is, that understands it, that has the same ideology as to what a relationship should be. Bottom line. That's very important when you have a conversation with somebody that you're getting to know. Are they on the same page as me? What is their idea of a healthy relationship? Okay. And believe me, a lot of people will, you know, give you a lot of nonsense and say, oh, I that's definitely what I want. Yeah, you know, I want a loving relationship. Yeah, when they don't have a clue, you guys, they don't have a clue, or they're just yesing you for some benefit they might be trying to get out of you. Don't fall for that. You know when somebody is sincere and when they're not, okay? The more you talk to them, the more they unravel themselves. The more you see them for who they are. Conversation, conversation, conversation. Pick apart and figure out who you got there. And say to yourself, is this somebody that I can work with? Is this somebody that can be in a healthy, loving relationship? Is this somebody that has my back? Is this somebody I could call in an emergency or I could rely on? They are there for me. All right. These are things that you have to ask yourself when you're picking partners. And I'm sure a lot of you are heartbroken because you got involved with people that you really did not see them for who they are. And just look back on it. Learn from it, heal, and understand that in time, you will heal, okay? One day at a time. Keep yourself busy. Everybody, you're not alone. A lot of people, almost everybody's gone through a heartbreak at some time or another, all right? But move forward and realize that you are going to improve yourself so that you don't make the same mistakes next time. Okay? I hope that helps you guys. If it did, hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great day. Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. That's a 30-day trial membership, you guys. It doesn't cost you anything, and you get a free audiobook. You can cancel anytime. Just go to tinyurl.com/askyaznow and browse all the different selections. They have a lot of different relationship and dating books on there. You can listen to them on the train, on the bus, if you're driving. So download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. The link is in my podcast description. The link is tinyurl.com/askyaznow.